listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week,
a special edition episode.
Good morning. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday. This Wednesday, we're actually talking about Dry January with Recover Alaska's CEO, Tiffany Hall, and arts coordinator with the Southwest Alaska Arts Group, Mary Kate Dolan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Tiffany, can you just start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your role with Recover Alaska?
Sure. I am the CEO here. I've been with the organization for about 10 years now. And Recover Alaska is an organization that works to reduce the harms of alcohol around the state. I came to this work, you know, with a background in doing nonprofit management and things like that, but I'm also a person in long-term recovery from co-occurring alcohol use and mental health disorders. So it's really near and dear to my heart doing this work.
That's amazing. And Mary Kate, can you tell us a little bit about your role with SWAG?
Yeah, so this is a new role for me. I've been in this position for about a month now. I am the arts coordinator with SWAG, which means I'm the person on the ground here in Bethel, coordinating events and classes and places for our community to get together and create art. Often in a sober environment, as the events that we have going on this month will be, and I'm excited to talk a bit more about that.
Awesome. Well, let's jump right in to this month, January, first month of the year, and something that a lot of people do and focus on is taking a dry month. So, what is Dry January, Tiffany?
Dry January started a while ago, actually in the UK, as a fundraiser, as a health initiative, but it has really grown and taken on a life of its own around the world, including here in the United States and here in Alaska. More and more people participate every year. It's a reset. It's taking a break from alcohol for 1 month, so that your body can really have that time to kind of heal from alcohol. Especially sometimes people have tendency to indulge a little bit more over the holidays, and so it's a nice way to start a new year. So not only do people kind of experience the improved health impacts during that month, people get better sleep quality, better liver health, lower blood pressure, enhanced immune function, so less likelihood to get sick, and even just 1 month off will reduce a person's cancer risk. But also it's a great time to kind of mentally reset and really pay attention to how your body feels without alcohol, whether it's challenging, whether it's really easy, whether you notice that all of your social events have to do with alcohol, or, you know, actually you already don't drink that much. It's just a nice time to really be mindful and reflect on the role alcohol has in our lives.
Absolutely. I think taking that time, like intentional time, is very important. I know personally I'm committing to a month, doing Dry January this year to really help myself and just like reflect on my relationship with alcohol and what that means for me. How long?
Oh, wonderful. Good for you.
Thank you. How long has Recover Alaska been doing programs through or with Dry January in mind?
Yeah, it's a great question. And sorry, I actually don't have the specific number in front of me, because we started out, so Recover Alaska kind of started with more of our public work around 2015, 2016. And in the beginning, we were just challenging people to dry weekends, like, hey, do a dry weekend see how you feel after these three intentional days without alcohol. And then we slowly expanded to do the whole month. We do Dry January. We also now are also supporting people and talking about like Sober October, or really anytime people want to take that break. But for the past number of years, we have been holding Dry January events. And so last year and this year, that looks like mini grants to places around the state, which we'll get to talk about in a little bit with the one happening in Bethel. But that way it can be more of a statewide presence, and there are some alcohol-free things happening around the state in kind of the celebratory way. We started out by hosting in Anchorage just to kind of see what would happen. And our first real series of events was a bar trivia, but it was sober bar trivia, and we did it for four Thursdays in January, and we had no idea if anyone would want to come and, you know, if it would be a total flop or what would happen. And every night, it was downtown Anchorage, it was sold out every night. People showed up before the doors even opened during a really snowy January, and people just loved it, and they asked for more. And so we realized, you know, people are really interested and hungry for this type of event, and so we knew we wanted to continue to do it and to try to make it bigger.
That's amazing. And now it's like a statewide initiative. I know there have been programs in Bethel in the past, and there's one this month. And I've been to the ones, I think I was at the program last year, and being able to like be in an intentional space and without thinking about alcohol kind of like put the focus somewhere else, which was really nice.
Well, good. I'm glad you felt that way. And yeah, what we're noticing, back when we used to do kind of the dry weekend challenge, we sometimes would get feedback from people like, oh, I still went out to a bar with my friends, and when the bartender learned I wasn't drinking alcohol, they just ignored me all night, so I couldn't even get more water or another soda. Or, you know, people would say, oh, I went to my friend's house and they only had alcoholic options. And so the more we can talk about it and just recognize that not everyone wants to drink alcohol, you know, the latest poll I saw for the country, this is not for Alaska, but for the country, said 46% of adults don't drink alcohol. And so I think that, you know, just having these spaces, getting people to talk about it or just, you know, pay attention to it makes them more and more, you know, accessible to folks and helps people to understand that, oh, yeah, actually we can have a really, really fun time. And it doesn't need to have alcohol. You know, maybe we could try this once a month, even without it being Dry January.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that leads really nicely into my next question. Is why is it important to have events that aren't focused on alcohol? Like, what is it about these events that really bring people together?
Yeah, you know, so when we were doing the events at the bar in Anchorage, I mean, it used to be a bar. Now it's like a event space, so there was no alcohol there. But people would come up to me from all different realms. There were some people who were just really into trivia, and so they showed up, and they're like, oh, we've never done it in a sober space, but it's actually really nice to not have to compete with, you know, the alcohol all around them and maybe having to deal with folks who are intoxicated at a bar. And then I also talked to people who were brand new in their sobriety or in their recovery. And they said, you know, I didn't know if I was going to make it through the winter because I've just been cooped up in my house and I had nowhere to go. Because if somebody is struggling with that decision to not drink alcohol and they don't have kind of a safe space to go, then it can be really isolating. And it can, you know, people sometimes can just end up by themselves in their homes, and that's not healthy either. Or they maybe end up going out where they used to go out and just falling back into those routines. And so having a safe space to meet with friends and get that connection that's so important. You know, connection is really what does all of us really well. It's really kind of the opposite of addiction. And to be able to have places for that without alcohol just go so far in somebody's, especially in that really tenuous time when somebody has maybe recently quit drinking. And then I know for me, you know, I haven't had a drink for over 16 years now, but still it was so wonderful to go and not have to worry about what I was ordering. There is no way they were going to accidentally give me alcohol. And I just didn't have to deal with any of the harm that sometimes come along with consumption.
Yeah, and if I can jump in, Tiffany, I think coming at it from a rural perspective too, like out here in Bethel, we don't have a lot of third spaces. Like we don't have many, if any, places that you can go to just go and hang out. We have, there's the library, which is a wonderful place and a wonderful resource. And then we have some restaurants. We have two places in town that serve beer and wine. And they can sometimes get a little rowdy, but there's really not that much space to have that intentional sense of community, that sense of being together without alcohol. And so I think having initiatives like this to support the creation of those spaces is really wonderful and really important to combat that sense of isolation that can be even more prevalent in a place like Bethel, and to provide those places to come together.
I feel like definitely in like the dead of winter, which we are in right now in January, when it's negative 12 degrees outside, and you can get into that habit of being in your house alone, or finding not having those additional spaces, like Mary Kate mentioned, really just being intentional about your time and having that opportunity is very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as we talk about these events, it sounds like there is one coming up in Bethel.
Yay!
Very soon. Either of you can jump in. I don't know any of the details. So maybe we'll start with Mary Kate and talk about this upcoming event.
Yeah. So we're so grateful to Recover Alaska for having reached out to us and offered their support. We have some painting classes coming up, not this weekend, but next, on Saturday, January 17th. And we actually have two. So there's going to be a session in the morning, but that class is intended for and free for anyone who has been impacted by Typhoon Halong. So that one is going to be kind of your watercolor basics, a couple of different techniques. And then in the afternoon, we'll have a section that is open to anyone. There is a $20 registration fee, but we do have some scholarships available to help with accessibility. But we are bringing out Kate Powers, who is a really cool Anchorage-based watercolor artist. She makes these really beautiful floral botanical illustrations. And so in this section of the class that's going to be in the afternoon, that's open to the public, it's called Layers of the Land Mixed Media Tundra Study. And the description that we have for it is that it leans into texture, landscape, and the details of the YK Delta Tundra using watercolor paired with artist-grade Caran d'Ache artist crayons, which are like watercolor crayons. Ink pencils and markers will create layered textural pieces inspired by moss, sedges, and shifting light. So it's going to be a really wonderful class. It's open to anyone of any level, no matter if you've painted before, if you're a watercolor master. It's going to be accessible no matter your level of painting experience. And I think it's going to be a really cool way to connect with our environment, to connect with each other. there's some examples of the kinds of pieces we'll be making. If you look at our Facebook event at the graphic, all of the images there are examples that from Kate. But I'm really excited for it. I think creating art is a really important part of well-being for myself, for other people, for people who maybe don't realize that they can create art. I'm always telling people there's no such thing as bad art. Any art that you make is good art, because that act of creation is so powerful and healing. And so I'm really excited to be specifically partnering with you guys in this, to be advertising it as a Dry January event, because it was going to be a sober event anyway. And I think to combine that intentionality of creating something and doing it with this intention of being together in community in a place without alcohol, is really, really cool and really important, and something that is necessary in communities like ours.
Absolutely. That sounds so amazing. I like want to fly out to Bethel.
Yeah, we still have plenty of space available, Tiffany.
Oh, I just need a babysitter for my kid.
Your kid can come and paint too.
Thank you. Thank you so much for hosting that. It just really sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm. And I do want to say, just to plug it really quickly, if anyone listening is interested in signing up, we do have a registration link. It's through Square. So if you go to our Facebook page, there's a post for the workshop. There's also an event page specifically for the workshop that has the link. And with any questions, or if you are someone impacted by the typhoon who is looking to register for that first section, you can give me an email. My email is marykate@swagak.org, which is MaryCait at swaagak.org. And I'm happy to answer any questions, to direct you towards the links that are necessary, or to just get you signed up. But yeah, it's going to be, I think, a really wonderful time, and I'm excited to be building community in this way through art, with this intentional attitude. And yeah.
Absolutely. Mary Kate will shake her head at me, but I don't consider myself to be a good painter, but I've done a few of these painting events where you get to follow along with someone who is truly talented, and it seems intimidating, but being there and painting and just kind of feeling the art flow through you, and being there with other people who are also maybe not super comfortable painting and who are there for this sober event to be in that space, I think it really just makes a wonderful sense of community. So
I'll say it again, there's no such thing as bad art. You got to divorce yourself from the idea that what you're making has to be good by some standard, because just the act of getting a brush onto paper, of making something, is so good for you. Yeah, no such thing as bad art.
Amazing. Thank you, Mary Kate. Tiffany, if people are looking maybe for next year to get involved with events during Dry January through Recover Alaska, what is something that they can do, or resources that they can look into to help boost this awareness and make more events like this available to Bethel and the YK Delta?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking. So people can go to our website, which is recoveralaska.org. And actually on that website, to see all of the information that Mary Kate just gave, it's also on our website. At the top right, there's a click for events, and we have an events calendar. And so it shows all of the events that we know about, and people can always post their own events as well. So if anyone is having a sober event that they would like to invite more people to, please feel free to enter your information on that calendar. And also on our website is where you can sign up for our newsletter. We only send usually one per month, so it's not too annoying in your inbox. But we like to make sure to announce, you know, when we're looking for places to host events or when we have really cool things coming up that we want folks to know about. That's always in our newsletter. We also have Facebook and Instagram accounts that we put this kind of information out as well on those places. And then our email and phone numbers are also on the website. If anyone ever has an idea about something that you would like to do that is around recovery or sobriety or prevention, connection to culture, all of these things are so important. We have mini grants that we offer year round, and those can be for events or for larger kind of programming things. And we review those requests every other month, and there's also a link for that on our website. But right now, we also know there's a lot of information on our website, and so we will be trying to do kind of a refresh of that. So if you ever can't find something that you're looking for, please reach out to us. Our phone numbers and emails are on the website, recoveralaska.org, or you can message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we would love to work with anyone and everyone who wants to promote this type of event or this type of, you know, community celebration or programming. It's just so important. And we know that, you know, we have staff or board members around the state, but we're not everywhere. And I live in Anchorage. I don't know what Bethel wants or needs, but I know that you know, and we want to just support local community to do those things. So for example, in Dry January, you know, there are a couple of events in Anchorage. One is a trivia night. There's a card games and crafts night. But then we also are hosting events in Kenai has a mocktail mixology class where they're going to get together and make different types of fancy non-alcoholic beverages. Or in Taslina, they're having a Copper River Young Adult Celebrate Recovery open house. It said, no one over the age of 35 allowed, but please come and, you know, explore recovery, explore sobriety with us in this really safe and warm, welcoming space. Arctic Village is going to have a sewing and talking circle. So we love supporting all different types of things, whatever brings you and your community health and wellness, we're interested in.
That's amazing. And if someone is in one of those regions that you mentioned, where can they find the information about these upcoming events?
So it's on our website, recoveralaska.org, and then in the top right of the page, there's a little button called News and Events, and it lists all of our upcoming events, and then each one of those has a link to the additional information.
Perfect.
And we're going to send out another newsletter. So if you sign up for our newsletter, you'll be getting it in your inbox next week.
Amazing. As we begin to wrap up and we start to look past Dry January, what are some ways that people can reflect on their relationship with alcohol outside of doing a dry month or a dry weekend?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the number one thing that we like to say is just that less is better. So we are not an abstinence-only organization. You know, for some people, for me, I'm an abstinence-only person, but that's not us as an organization. We like to meet people wherever they are. And, you know, if a person is having 10 drinks a day, then we know that reducing to 8 drinks a day is really helpful. And if a person's having 8 drinks a week, then we know that reducing to 4 drinks a week is healthy and helpful, you know. And so we're not trying to put limitations on anyone, but just knowing that, you know, all of these health risks go up kind of more and more the more drinks per day a person has. And so also on our website, we have a screening tool, and it's anonymous, but it's just someone can put their information in there about how much they're drinking to see whether or not it's kind of in a healthy or less healthy range. And then there's also a tool on there to help make a plan for how to reduce, especially if a person is finding they're having a hard time reducing by themselves, but maybe they don't want to quit entirely, or they don't want to go to, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous or a different, there are so many support groups online and in person for people who are trying to quit. But even there are plans to be made just for how to reduce. And so we have a lot of that information on our website. Also talking to family and friends about it. Sometimes just that accountability from your loved ones can really help, and that extra support can really help. And, you know, I was surprised so many people were really positive about it. I was scared before I told anybody that I was getting sober about what their reaction might be, but so many people were happy to support me and ready to support me. So that's another thing we tell folks to do. We have stories on our website in case it's helpful to read how somebody else did it and what their journey was like. We have videos and podcasts and written stories. So I just really encourage people to utilize all of the tools that are out there. And if you're still not sure where to start, please just reach out to us. No one is alone in this, and there are so many people ready to help.
Thank you, Tiffany. That is great to hear, and I'm glad that this is a resource in Alaska that everyone has the opportunity to, you know, work with or go to an event. It's important, yeah. And you know, it's important to you know, at least for myself, I don't want to generalize for everyone, but to reflect on my relationship with alcohol, even in the last like 7 days, just gearing up to do Dry January has been just a reflection, and I think it's important and exciting to start this journey, kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that's great. And what I would say that made me think, I would encourage people to keep a journal. It doesn't have to be like a long thing. It doesn't have to be every day. But I would encourage folks to write down those experiences or those feelings. Or like, hey, you know what? Like, I'm actually feeling more energetic in the mornings. Or like, you know what? Today was really hard because it's Friday, and usually on Fridays I do this thing. I would just write that down because it's just helpful to look back on and to help do some of that reflection about what is this relationship that I have with alcohol.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Tiffany. I'm going to quickly get the info from Mary Kate one more time, just the time and the dates and where people can go to register for this event.
Yeah, so it is on Saturday, January 17th, so that's not this Saturday, but next, and we have two sessions of the class, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Is for those impacted by Typhoon Halong. You can reach out to me, Mary Kate, to get more information and to register your name for that one. If that applies to you, it's completely free, and the second session is 2 to 4 p.m. There is a $20 registration fee. All supplies will be provided to you. That's what that's covering. And so you can find the link for that on Facebook, Southwest Alaska Arts Group. There's a Facebook event. There's a post specifically with it, and there's a link that you can go to register.
Thank you again, Mary Kate and Tiffany, for joining us, talking about Dry January and the great work that Recover Alaska does and the upcoming events here in Bethel.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Listen online at kyuk.org or tune in live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.